Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. For 10 weeks between June and September, a herd of 90 sculptured cows provided a feel-good factor in shopping centres and open spaces across Cambridge city centre. Tomorrow, many of them will be put up for auction and you have a chance to place a bid. We're joined by Pete Marin, who's project manager for Cows About Cambridge and corporate fundraising manager for Break, the children's charity that will benefit from the auction. Pete is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome indeed, Pete. We'll talk about the auction in a moment. But first, there was a farewell event, which I think was held last weekend. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it was fantastic. I was there actually for 3 days. So we held it at the Grafton in the old ping pong parlour there in the Grafton Centre. So we had all of the cows on display with a few little mini moos as well. And we had thousands of visitors throughout the day. Very, very engaging event. Lots of questions, lots of feedback. The social impact has been huge, and we heard some wonderful stories there. So it was a fabulous weekend with an opportunity for people to come and sort of say farewell to the cows.
So they've been very well loved and very well received by everybody in Cambridge. Was could you like share a couple of the stories with us? Have you got any?
Yeah, sure. So there was on the very first day, it was lovely actually. So as we opened the shutters, there was a very young lad, he's probably about 2 years old, with his mother, desperate to get in. And his mum said that he was being so sad since the 2 weeks that they'd been off the streets up to the farewell weekend.
Same.
And they literally, they booked all 3 days and they arrived all 3 days and he just couldn't get enough of it really.
Oh.
So absolutely lovely. We had another story of a very young baby or toddler whose first words were moo. So, and there's all kinds of impacts for all age groups, really. You know, people who have found it difficult to generally sort of get out of their houses and get going after lockdown. And it's given them a really good excuse to come out and enjoy the cows.
I think Lucy found it difficult getting out of her house because she had four cows in the way.
I loved them. They were great. I mean, you know, I live around the CB1 development and, you know, each weekend it's very busy there, people flooding out of the train stations, but just so many people just taken by the view of these cows. And it was, you know, you could just tell it just ticked all the boxes that I'm sure it set out to do.
Yes, absolutely. We had hundreds of thousands of people take part. People walking with their families, downloading the apps, the rewards on the apps, picking up a map and just enjoying walking around, really. I bet you missed the colour of them when you wake up this morning.
That's
now,
it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You certainly notice when they've been taken off the streets. You just lose that kind of little bit of colour for those first few days.
So, Pete, tell us about the auction. How many of them are being put under the hammer, so to speak?
So there'll be 44 lots. So the majority of the large cows and a few mini moos thrown in for good measure. So the auction is taking place at the Graduate Hotel, which is on Thursday evening.
Now, the Graduate, that's the one, is it by the riverside, which used to be a Hilton not that long ago? Is that the one?
It used to be the Doubletree.
That's the one.
Been rebranded. It's absolutely lovely, actually, inside. They've done an incredible job. So, yeah, we're really excited to welcome about 150 people into the room. But if you can't make it along and you can't book a ticket for that, then you can book online as well. So if you go to the Cows About Cambridge website, you can do some online booking. So you just register your online interest there and you can watch and enjoy and bid along with the others.
Are there reserve prices on them, as to, you know, like a minimum price that you can bid at? Because presumably you're not going to be able to put a fiver into and end up with a cow.
Yeah, no, good question. So already, if you go online now, you can see the cows are all starting around the £1,000 mark, and mm-hmm. some have already got some good bids on them. You know, as a charity, it's really important for us to raise as much money as we can to put back into Cambridgeshire. So we're expecting them to go for more than that, of course. But yeah, if you want to have a look, Go on the website and you can see what they're starting from, but majority are from £1,000 upwards.
I am on the website at the moment, actually. Is there do you think there's one which is like the clear star favourite cow that everyone's going to go, that's the one we want?
Well, do you know, I've done a few of these auctions and you have personal favourites and you have the favourite that is the sort of from the trail or the feedback. And in this case, it's probably Moo Moo Tron.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, which was near the marketplace. So the Dinky Doors were the artists, who are obviously local artists as well. But you just don't know on the night. You really don't know because obviously if you get two or three bidders want a particular cow, then the price will go up and up and up. Mm. So it's very difficult to sort of put a kind of guesstimate on which one's going to be the favourite. But from the voting, Moo Moo Tron was up there, absolutely.
Interesting. Do you think people try and buy back their own cow? You know, if you've had it outside of your building and you just want to have it back and they'll put in the bid.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the sponsors that had sponsored the cows during the trial, we know that some of them are interested in bringing it back to their workplace. So you see them pop up in reception areas. But you just never know who's buying these. I mean, certainly, as I said, with the experience we've had before, they can end up in people's private homes, in their gardens. They might donate them elsewhere to use, and they might reuse them to promote their products and their own business. So you just never really know where they're going to end up.
They are brilliant. They are kind of like, it's a brilliantly eccentric Cambridge thing to do, to buy your own cow and put it in the big reception area of your business. It's just... I think it's a great look.
I'm trying to remember. Mrs. Clover's school had a mini moo, and I think it's gone back.
The schools actually, as part of their kind of package, they get their sculpture back, and rightly so.
Right,
really,
yeah.
So the legacy of the project, and as the children grow up, they sort of remember the various sculptures, and it's a really nice reminder of what they've worked on. But yeah, the large ones can end up pretty much anywhere, and those backyards will be adorning. The cows will be adorning some of those backyards in Cambridge, I'm sure.
Now, personal interest here for a moment. On the auction, I can see that lot 20 is 44 Moo, which is the Cambridge United cow. So, on Thursday, just out of curiosity, are we expecting someone from Cambridge United to go down there to bid for their cow?
Well, we hope so, yes. So there's obviously I can't disclose names or anything,
no,
but certainly the conversations we've had with the supporters group down there, they're very keen on bringing it back.
Oh, good.
To the
that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, they're very keen, and I'm sure the supporters will as well. We had some wonderful shots of it on the pitch a couple of weeks ago, so it looks fantastic. And I'm sure with the colours, it's a great place to have its long-lasting home there.
It's a very sharp-looking cow, that one, actually. It's the proportion of the socks and the short and the shirt is just perfect on that cow. Wears it well. Okay, brilliant. So that's happening on Thursday, the auction. And where's the money all going to go that you raise?
Okay, so I'm also the corporate fundraising manager for Brake, and it's really important to us to raise lots of money for Brake so we can put back into our range of services. And I guess the best way to succinctly sort of describe it is we deal with some very disadvantaged young children and their families who are on the edge of care, in care, and actually leaving care. And one of the biggest sort of services we provide is that aftercare when they leave care at the age of 16 and try to set up themselves independent living. It's a very difficult time for anybody, let alone if you've had a very difficult background. So we try to support them with finding them shared housing, ideally a career or at least a job to start with. And we offer them that lifelong support. So that's really important, that we're not just there for the short term, we're there for as long as they need us for. So we have a variety of services and homes in Cambridgeshire, and that's where the money will be put back into.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, I can't think of a better place at the moment, like charity-wise, for that
Absolutely.
To go to.
Absolutely. Pete, thank you so much for speaking to us and for all your contributions of yourself and your colleagues. We've loved talking about the cows, about Cambridge these past few months. Have to ask, can you do it again?
Do you know what? I hope so, but just watch the space.
Oh, good. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Pete, and all best wishes on Thursday. Please let us know how successful you've been on the next morning, if you can.
I'd love to, yes.
Brilliant.
I'd love to. So I hope to speak to you then. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Pete. It's Pete Marin, who's Project Manager for Cows About Cambridge and also Corporate Fundraising Manager for the children's charity Break. That takes us to 18 before 9.
The station that's live and local across the city and South Cambridgeshire. Cambridge 105 Radio.